Newspapers gushed at the news from Massachusetts in late April. A couple of friends, a dig around a tree. The shovel hit something hard deep within the earth. An old box. A buried treasure. Money worth more than $100,000. As the Boston Globe, attempting a Robert Frost, put it, it's everyone's fantasy. A dream we always wake up from, tormented that the images from our sleep are just illusions. Well, sorry to rain on everybody's fantasy parade and bring the torment on a bit early, but just because you find buried treasure doesn't mean you own it. It all depends on where it's found and who's around, in a life sense. Yep, a law degree takes a little bit of the glint off the golden coin dream, no matter who is telling the truth, but more about that later. When the law hears tale about buried treasure, it wants to know the details. As I write this, the tree-digging friends maintain that they found the money in their backyard, or at least in the ground at some undisclosed location which shall not be revealed by them lest there be a digging frenzy. In law speak, such found money isn't just buried treasure, it's treasure trove. Treasure trove is defined as gold, silver, bills, or coins usually buried in the ground for safekeeping and then found by someone else. Think X marks the spot. But shiver me timbers, treasure trove doesn't always belong to the one who digs it up. Some quick background. Under English common law, it always went to the crown. One optimistic court offered a rationale for that rule. We don't want people digging up lawns for buried treasure because if they're lucky and find a lot of it, each unit of money will be worth less. In the United States, home of rugged individualism, treasure trove used to be a finder's keeper's sort of thing. So, what of the Tennessee man who entered another's land without permission and using a metal detector found a literal pot of gold? The trial court decided that the metal-detecting trespasser got to keep it. Eventually, judges at the appellate level wised up, called the trial court decision one against the notions of fair play, and gave the money to the landowner. That's the modern trend across the nation, both by statute and common law, according to courts. Treasure trove goes to the one who owns the land on which it's found. We as a society don't want to encourage trespassing. We don't want to wake to the sound of beeping metal detectors. We don't want to need much fill dirt. But landowners shouldn't head to the bank quite yet. All this assumes that the true owner is not known. When true owners are known, true owners or their heirs generally get the treasures back, no matter who went to the trouble of finding them. Which returns us to Massachusetts and the recent buried treasure story. Police believe that the men, roofers, found the money not in the ground, but in someone else's barn, high in the rafters, placed there long ago by one skeptical about banks, a huge surprise for surviving relatives who now own the place. If the police are right, the barn owners will likely get the money as owners and heirs. Even if the police are wrong and the friends did find it in the ground someplace, it's important to know who owns the land where the friends did the digging, not just who rents the land. So should you ever find a buried treasure, two roads will diverge, and you should take the one less traveled by. Don't go to a coin shop, go to a lawyer. That will make all the difference. I'm